be indicted. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump posting on social media that he's expecting to be arrested on Tuesday regarding the hush money payments probe. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham gives his take on the case.
The case against the former president hinges on an untested and therefore risky legal theory involving a complex interplay of laws, all amounting to a low-level felony. You know what that means in English? They're making stuff up that they've never used against anybody because they hate Trump.
Senator Graham at the Palmetto Vision 24 National Conservative Policy Forum in Charleston, South Carolina. The DA's office is declining to comment on the case. Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday. Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv, Ukraine, with more.
The whole meeting overshadowed by pressure and isolation coming down on Russia as a result of this war in Ukraine. Now, Putin's foreign policy advisor says the meeting will develop new strategies, new approaches to the war in Ukraine. The world is wondering if China will supply Russia with weapons as resources are straining. The visit itself seemed defiant as an arrest warrant went out for Putin and Russia's commissioner for children's rights. The warrant alleges the forced deportation of 16,000 children sent to Russia as war raged in the east of Ukraine.
The Kremlin says it does not recognize the International Criminal Court, who issued the warrant. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting Crimea, marking the ninth anniversary of its annexation from Ukraine. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signing a bill prohibiting abortion pills Friday night, making it the first state to enact the ban. It would take effect in July, pending any legal action that could delay that. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Lawmakers are calling for the military to take action against Mexican drug cartels. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels reacts on Cavuto Live.
We don't have a U.S. president that wants to acknowledge border security. Unfortunately, the ones that win there are these criminal cartels, and America loses. So until it changes, we're going to continue to have this problem, not on the southern borders, but America.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas previously claiming that the border is secure. Mexico's president blaming a lack of hugs in American families for the fentanyl overdose crisis. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has the story.
President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says that if Americans want to see a drop in the number of fentanyl deaths, we should hug our children more often. The synthetic opioid trafficked by Mexican cartels is blamed for some 70,000 overdose deaths each year in the United States. Lopez Obrador says that the decline of family values north of his border leads to those deaths, and he denies that fentanyl is produced in Mexico.
A new drug, xylazine, also known as Trank, is hitting the streets in Illinois and causing deaths.
Xylazine is a large animal tranquilizer. Think cows, horses. But now drug dealers are selling it mixed with other things in pill and powder form. The Will County coroner posted this warning to her residents on Facebook that she is seeing more xylazine or Trank in drug poisoning deaths. So far this year, she's already confirmed three deaths that included Trank, nine last year. It's not an opioid, but shares some symptoms, drastically reducing heart rate, blood pressure, slowing breathing. It is legally sold to veterinarians in liquid form and syringes, but can also be found online in liquid or powder form and easily mixed with other drugs.
That's Fox 32 Chicago's Elizabeth Matthews. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.